Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. Let's kick it off and go with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, how are you?
Living well, darling.
I just wanted to tell you how wonderful I think your whole program is. I've been doing your diet for about 6 months. I've lost about 28 pounds now.
Wow, that's great.
And I feel wonderful.
That's great.
So it really is worth letting go of all that junk food to feel good. So I was telling Tony, it really is worth it. And when I drive by McDonald's now, I don't even notice the restaurants, actually.
Isn't that amazing?
Because you're not even tempted, because I don't even have those cravings anymore. So.
At all. That's great news, Vanessa. Thanks for sharing that. How can I help?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a friend that has a sciatica problem. She's 83 years young.
Okay.
And it's in her left hip, and she had it last summer, and it went away, and then she had hip surgery on that same hip in January.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing wonderfully. She's been pain-free with no pain in her hip at all for 4 months. And now within the last few days, she started having a lot of severe pain. Now, she did have some acupuncture done today. I haven't talked to her with the results about that. But, you know, the pain for her, and she's very small. I mean, she's very, very healthy, takes a lot of herbs, and, you know, very healthy.
Okay. So the pain is in the area, is in the right side of the hip or left side?
It's in the left hip.
In the left hip, and she has some acupuncture
right.
done. Now, has she had any work done? Has she been to like a DO? Has she tried one of those physicians yet?
I know she lives in Florida half the year, and I know when I visit her, and she was doing a little bit of chiropractic.
She went to a chiropractor. Okay.
Yeah.
So chiropractic can be good. I think a better way for her to go, and this is just a thought, and I would run it by her, because the structural part of the body, the bones, muscles, nerves, in an issue of sciatica, it's definitely so uncomfortable. And she needs to get some treatment and therapy. This is the route I would go. I would have her find a DO. It's a doctor of osteopathic medicine. Have them evaluate it, have them look at it, and then partner up with a physical therapist. So some physical therapy can be really, really great. And I've seen for sciatic pain, it can be really great. I mean, it's a great treatment system. They can do probably 6 weeks worth of treatment and get her into a place where she's completely pain-free. The body can handle that very well. And then also vitamin E. Vitamin E, 400 IUs a day, can be helpful. And, of course, you're going to get her on the cod liver oil, a tablespoon a day, because it's going to help lower inflammation throughout the body. And that just it's going to help her overall. Now, here's the deal. With sciatic nerve pain with the piriformis muscle, it's a little muscle that goes over that real big nerve in the hip. Minerals are important, too, in the body. Calcium and magnesium are going to be important. If she'll take that at bedtime, both of those, it'll help tremendously. And tell her to get a blood test so that her vitamin D levels are at a good place. So maybe 70 to 90 on a blood test is what we need to be looking for. All right, thanks for the call. And thanks for getting started on today. That's so great. Close to 28 pounds. That is incredible. Great weight loss, but more than that, you've gained your health, and that's what it's all about. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? There's always hope every single day to get back what you've lost. Let's go now to Chad. Hi, Chad. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Ace. How are you?
Living well, man. How can I help?
About a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with a generalized anxiety disorder. I was given Zoloft as the first course of treatment. Didn't work. I actually wound up in the hospital, and they decided to put me on Prestique, and they gave me a Xanax prescription to use as needed. it has seemed to work over the last year and a half, but I kind of want to come off of it at some point, and just trying to see what can I do to reduce my anxiety levels to where I don't have to rely on the medication anymore.
What milligram are you taking with Xanax?
A 0.5, but it's as a needed basis. I may take one a month if I feel a panic attack coming on, but that's about
okay.
it.
Yeah, I got it. All right, that's good. Well, the good news is you're not addicted to it. That's the great news, because so many people are, and it's just it's not a bad medication, but it can be highly addictive. So it's great that you're not. Now, what happens with anxiety is there's a neurotransmitter called GABA. Okay, it's called gamma aminobutyric acid. It's the one that when it gets low in our body, means you get deficient in GABA, then you feel anxiety, you feel anxious. And
right.
it's pretty simple to get built back up. And there's certain foods you have to avoid to get your GABA levels back where they need to be. And they're probably
right.
foods you eat every single day. So let's go through the list, and then you tell me, really, if it's something that you need to avoid. So peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, these are the kind of foods you need to avoid. All right, oatmeal, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all those food groups are foods that you need to completely avoid to keep GABA levels at a good level. Because remember, if it dips down, you're going to have anxiety, panic attacks, and all the other stuff. So these are foods that you would think would be healthy, but they're foods that actually negatively affect GABA levels. Now, if you get into my diet, the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, if you start using that and applying that, you'll notice that a lot of these foods are not in there. Now, some of them are, like almonds and hazelnuts and walnuts, salmon, but you just want to make sure you avoid those. You've got, so many other foods you can eat. These are just the ones you need to avoid. Supplements that are going to be really important for GABA to keep them stabilized: L-theanine, which is an amino acid, L-taurine, and then valerian roots. All of those are important. Valerian root, you want to be careful with that. Only take that at bedtime, because it'll really put you in kind of a sedated state. It's the closest thing to a natural Xanax that we have. And it's so you can use it, if you want to now, but I would use it on a regular basis, remember, because we're looking at long-term. We're not looking at Band-Aids. We want to come up with a long-term plan to keep your GABA levels where they need to be. So the theanine, the taurine, the valerian root, that's all going to put you in a place where you need to be. So why don't you get started and always let me know, because anxiety is something a lot of people deal with, so you're not kind of in this, definitely not in this bubble by yourself. But one thing you want to do is not call it yours. I heard you when you said, hey, my anxiety this and my anxiety that. Don't call it yours. Your car, your house, your dog, your family, you want to call that yours? That's cool. I'll take that. But my anxiety, you don't want to keep it. You want to get rid of it. That's why you're talking to me right now. So it's the anxiety that you've been dealing with. No problem. You can deal with something. You can have a health challenge and you can overcome it. It's all semantics, but it really does make a difference, because what we say to ourselves, our mental train of thought, our self-talk, as we like to say, it becomes reality. So you got to watch that. Just be careful with it. But get started on that. Let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with right now? Got a health challenge? You want to talk about it? Anxiety, depression? Your big toe hurts? You got migraine headaches? Been diagnosed with cancer and they told you it's stage 4? And you don't know what to do? It's okay. Remember, the body can get sick. It can also get well. You're not stuck. Your diagnosis doesn't have to be your prognosis. You can change if you come up with some common sense principles to be able to do that. Remember, radical changes equal radical results with our health. The question to you is, and it always will be on this show, is do you want to get well? And what I mean is, do you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be? So if you're listening to the show, you're sticking your toe in the water. What's this basic guy talking about? We're talking about health, because your health is your greatest wealth, and we want to empower you to get your health from where you are right now to where you need to be. 888-283-7272.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 1st, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,665.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,707.07, $853.54 for a half ounce, or $426.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,707.07, $853.54, and $426.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Small, just know this, we're here to help. Here to take you from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. The body changes every single day. Remember that. So if you want to change, you can, and you can change your health. Your health really is your greatest wealth, but you've got to be willing. You've got to be willing to make changes within your life, and sometimes it can be tough. I know that. I get it. It can. But the reality is, if you make some changes in your life, then you can see some radical results with your health. And not only for you, but for friends, family members, coworkers, loved ones, they need to be able to see that you can radically change things within your life and within your health. A study came out talking about marathons. There's always a big debate between marathon, people that run marathons. Is it good for their health? Is it bad? You know, we talk a lot about exercise and how long should you exercise for, and is it tough on the body? Is it too hard on the body? Well, there's a lot of different thoughts out there on that. And they did a new study and talking about marathons. It's actually safe for older runners. And when it comes to your heart health, don't let age alone, this is the article here, make you reluctant to run a marathon. Researchers have found that amateur runners over the age of 50 and as old as 72 experience some temporary heart changes, but no lasting damage after 20 on an average 26-mile runs. The results are comforting for older runners, said the study head, Dr. Knievel. He said he was a cardiologist at the medical clinic of cardiology at the University of Medicine in Berlin. He said the same pattern was observed in younger runners. He said, reported the findings at the annual meeting of the European Society of Cardiology. The study involved 167 runners, and what they did, they were on the average of 50 years of age, and they participated in the study. And the doctors examined them 10 days before a race, which is a 26-mile race, and as soon as they crossed the finish line, and 2 weeks after the race, they were monitored, and their heart rates are what showed the changes. Now, these big fancy words that they use, but some of the peptides that were in the heart that they monitored, as far as which could show potential damage to the heart and all of that, they actually didn't show any damage. So the troponin, which is a big marker that's used for heart damage, potential heart attacks, if you're actually having a heart attack in the midstream, they can actually figure that out. Now, it's one of the tests, but they actually found that those levels were all fine. So even after a 26-mile run, which took quite a bit of time and stress on the body, these guys were doing great, and gals. So people that were over 50, ranging from 50 to 72, they did this study. So the good news is that if you're into running, it's good for your heart, and it's good for your health, and it's not going to tear you down. So if your cardiologist tells you that you don't need to be running, maybe show them that study, because the study actually is really good. And the exercise component for our overall health plays such a big role. And by getting into that and making sure that you're making the right decision in exercising on a regular basis, 30 minutes a day minimum, 5 days a week, you're only improving your health. You're not hindering it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hello.
How can I help, darling?
Yes, Dr. Asa, I have tinnitus in my right side, ear, and it is very high-pitched, and I have had it for 5 years, and it is almost constantly. And I have so much anxiety from the noise that I'm on Xanax for that, and I cannot sleep at night for the noise. I'm on Ambien for that.
All right, so the Ambien you're taking just because of the noise, you're keeping
because
it keeping
I cannot
from,
go to sleep
because of the noise. Have you tried the white noise by putting fans and things and air purifiers in the room?
I actually have a pillow that I plug into the radio, and I will put the radio on static to try to match the noise as much as I can. I sleep on that.
Okay, I got it. So it's in the right ear.
Right ear.
Okay, it's been going on for how long?
Five 5 years. I was working at the time, and I got up to go to work one morning, and when I put my feet on the floor, the noise started, and I struggled with work for a couple of months. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. It was just taking over my life, and I ended up quitting my job, and a lot of those things have happened to me since then, but I'm still struggling with this. I mean, struggling.
Yeah, I understand. Well, here's the deal. Have you cut out all wheat products from your diet completely? All flour-based foods? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's the first thing you want to do. Wheat allergies to the body, one of the first things that you want to do is you want to cut out wheat. And I mean bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, anything with flour in it, because they're all going to have a wheat base to it for the most part. And you can go back and do gluten-free products and gluten-free breads later, but not right now. Right now, you want to get into a place where you're actually just getting rid of it. And I would eliminate it for about a good 8 weeks. Now, getting rid of the ringing in the ear is not going to happen in 3 days. So this is one of those things where you're going to want to eliminate all wheat product foods from your diet for at least a good 8 weeks and then see how your body responds. Everybody's different, but for the norm, for the average, if it's not permanent damage, it should begin to resolve if it has a strong allergic component to it. So just know, I mean, that's very common. Right ear only, and you have chronic tinnitus like that, it typically is from wheat allergy. And so you just want to come off of those. And you can go gluten-free later, but for right now, do that. Also, what can be helpful is vitamin B1, which is thiamine pyrophosphate. That and NADH. NADH is a version of vitamin B3, which is niacin, but don't take niacin. It's a totally different version from that, and that can be very helpful. So those are a couple things that can help. And I just want to encourage you to not get discouraged. I know it's easy to, but get started and see how your body responds. People respond very well to that.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Lunch is ready! And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
A cup of cantaloupe provides about 112% of the daily value for vitamin C, which, of course, is great for our immune system, protects against free radicals, and also increases the white cells in our body, which fight infection. Cantaloupe folate content is important for the production and maintenance of new cells, especially during pregnancy. So, ladies, if you're pregnant, eat up on the cantaloupe. Cantaloupe's also beneficial for the following illnesses: fever, obesity, rheumatism, arthritis, skin diseases, constipation, high blood pressure, abdominal and stomach gas, blood deficiencies, disorders of the kidneys and bladder, and also may help prevent cancer in organs and glands with epithelial tissue due to its high vitamin A content. So for cantaloupe, something that we probably have in our refrigerators all the time, but we never think to eat it on a regular basis, you might want to consider eating it daily just to add all these great health benefits to your already, I'm sure, healthy regimen that you're following each and every day. And I know that following the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, is a great way to start. Cantaloupe is one of the fruits you can always add into it later on. Let's go now to Chuck. Hey, Chuck, what's up?
Okay, thank you, doctor.
You got it.
Okay, a week ago, Monday, I was in the hospital getting my blood test, and my blood pressure went to 59 over 64. And they let me rest up, and my pressure came back. and they didn't do anything more to it, but they tried to say I need to be looked at. But that's about all I said. Now, today, it happened again today, but I wasn't at the hospital. It's about 64, barely up to that. But anyway.
So your blood pressure, let me get this right. Your blood pressure is running quite low.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Really
right?
Low.
And so they're telling you, your doctors.
Pardon?
Your doctors are telling you that they don't really know what the deal is, right? They just kind of sent you home.
Yeah. But when they take the blood test, they always come back. They say, well, it's normal. And I say, well, if that's normal, why am I abnormal?
Right. And that's the point. See, the reality is that your blood pressure, with it dipping up and down like that, usually has to do with stress, and has to do with the body's adrenal glands. So if the adrenal glands get weak, then it can start causing issues with the blood pressure. Now, did this come out of nowhere, or did it slowly start coming on?
They've had just out of nowhere, and I can't get anything done. I didn't want to write a letter, and couldn't even write a letter today with a hoot because my mental capacity was not there, and just IRS.
What medications are you taking right now?
Pardon?
What medications are you taking?
Okay, I'm not taking any medication, but I'm taking that olive oil, castor oil, and niacin, and another one that you use, cod liver oil.
Yeah, the cod liver oil.
And,
Well, this is what I would do. Let me just tell you what my thoughts are on it. My thoughts are this. First, you want to come off the niacin, because the niacin is a dilator. And it's going to make your blood pressure even worse. It's going to make it lower. So you don't want to do that. Actually, what you would want to take is vitamin B1, which is thiamine pyrophosphate. Thiamine pyrophosphate is the way you want to go. And that can help slightly raise the blood pressure. Licorice root can help as well. And help get things where they need to be. I would use either chicken stock or beef stock, and get at least 16 ounces of that in every single day. The natural sodium levels that occur in there will raise up your blood pressure a little bit and get you feeling better. Once you get it bumped up a little bit more, you're going to feel like a new man. And it's going to be important. You definitely need to focus on getting and using some of these factors to help raise up that blood pressure. And once you do that, you let me know. Now, I would start following the anti-inflammatory diet, you know, the one in my book, Empowering Your Health, to get started with. But definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, you got to take some of those things that I listed, like the B1 and whatnot, to raise that blood pressure up so you can feel better. Your energy levels will come up. You'll come up. And now let's go to Donna. Hey, Donna, what's up?
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, darling. How can I help?
I'm dealing with obesity, like 300 pounds, and I am really struggling with it. I'm a vegetarian. I've also been raw. I just can't see. I lose the weight. I don't have health insurance now. One time I got my thyroid and everything checked, and that was fine. I'm just really dealing with eating the right things, doing the right things to get energy and stuff.
All right, so you're weighing about, what, 300 pounds, you said?
Yes.
Okay, and you're what? How tall?
5'9".
Okay. So you got to drop some weight, and your game plan needs to be, number one, the things you put inside your body, right? So the food
right.
is your best medicine. So we know that has to change. So before we get in, I start reeling off things for you to be able to do. What put you in this place in the first place? What put you in this position?
I got 7 kids.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you had 7 kids.
Yeah, and I just picked that weight over the years with the pregnancy and stress, depression, stuff like that.
Okay. Now, with the 7 kids, so you'd have... Okay, I got it. Now, so you have 7 beautiful kids, and now you're in a place where for you to be able to take care of them, you got to take care of you, right?
Right.
So you can't be stuck in this body anymore, which is like a prison right now.
That's right.
So we got to get out from behind the bars. and we got to make it happen. So the question is, it's do you want to get well? And obviously it's yes. But then the second question is, are you willing to do whatever it takes? Now that's going to be tough because you've got to think about now. If you got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning and work out and exercise, then you just got to make it happen. Or if it's in the afternoon at 3:30 when all the kids have a place to be, or you can put them in a wherever. I mean, I don't know how old they are, but what their ages are. But I mean, if they got to be in a nursery or whatever, you got to take some you time and get your workout in and exercise every single day, no matter what. No excuses. It's not cold outside, raining, sleeting, tired today. There's no excuses. See, and that's the difference. Because if you start putting your hand to the plow, no different than if you eat a bunch of food, bad stuff, over a year's time, and you're consistent with it, you're going to gain weight, you're going to get fat, and you're going to be in a place that you don't want to be. So it's the opposite. You want to get healthy. You want to bring health back to yourself. You want to drop weight. You want to have more energy. You want to be a better mother for your kids. You start focusing on that, and it's going to be easy to make those daily decisions in order to get your health where it needs to be.
Okay.
All right. So that's where you need to focus. You start focusing on that, and it's going to get you exactly where you need to be. And it's tough. Don't get me wrong, Donna. It's tough. But once you have a made-up mind, there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. And getting to a point where your kids are so important that you're thinking about them, that it's driving you, it's pushing you. That's where you want to be. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Let me tell you something, at your weight, so it's easy on the joints, easy on the knees. Treadmills are good, but also mini trampolines are really good. So you get you go to UrbanRebounder.com, and they're about $100. But UrbanRebounder.com, and they're phenomenal. You can go 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day. It's great for blood pressure. It's great for fat loss. Great for circulation. There's so many great things that come out of rebounding, that mini trampoline. It's great for exercise. It's unbelievable. And it's cheap and inexpensive, and you can do it at home. So, see, that's what I'm saying. You go out and walk. Whatever you decide to do, there's no excuses for you not getting your workout in that day to take care of you and take care of your health. So just keep me posted on everything, Donna. You're going to do great. Just because you're overweight, just because you had 7 kids, which I think is amazing, by the way, it doesn't mean you can't get your health back. I mean, your body can regenerate. It can. But you have to be willing to regenerate. It's kind of like your mind has to regenerate. You got to regenerate your thinking, and everything else will fall in line. Let's go now to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk to you.
Let me tell you what's going on with me. I'm a 61-year-old man. I've got degenerative disc disease in my back. I'm fighting anxiety. I have that really bad. They've got me on methadone, which I take 7 times a day. Also, I take gabapentin because I have at night my legs, both my right and my left leg, almost feel like they're on fire. Both knees are shot. They have to be replaced. I'm going through a lot of depression. I lost my business about 2 years ago. And that's about what I'm going through. And I want to know, when I take the Xanax for my anxiety, boy, that really knocks me out for 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
What milligram are you taking?
I'm sorry?
What milligram are you taking of Xanax?
No, it's only a 0.5 milligram. And I know that the methadone is, and I'm getting to a point now that the anxiety, my business was with the military, and there's a lot of stress in it. And when I get even low on methadone, I'm so hooked on this methadone now that I go and I have a anxiety attack because I'm low on methadone. What can I do? The doctors tell me that there's nothing they can do with my back, and I've got a doctor now, and the only thing he treats me with is for my anxiety is the Xanax.
But hang tight, for a second, Bill. We're going to talk about anxiety, chronic pain, and how they relate, and how to get out of it and get your body balanced. When we come out of this break, don't go anywhere.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at EarthFare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit EarthFare.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Talking with Bill. Bill's been dealing with some issues with anxiety, taking Xanax, of course, and just puts him out for like 2 days. And then, of course, having chronic pain and dealing with that. So I was talking to you a little bit. You were kind of wanting to know how to get balanced out as far as not having taken, I mean, obviously pain medications, but also how it interferes with anxiety, correct? So
right.
The two kind of go hand in hand with you.
I think so, yeah. And all of a sudden I'm getting a lot of depression, and I know it's caused by, you know, the loss of the business, trying to keep my house and the rest of it. But the doctors, I don't have insurance. I lost my insurance, and I'm limited on where I can go. And the only doctor that I see now, the only thing he does is hand out pills. So, you know, and I don't think all three of the mix of the methadone, the gabapentin, and the Xanax is good for me.
No, it's not long term. It's not long term. Yeah.
But that's the only thing that I'm getting right now that I get. The gabapentin helps for sleep. I can get through a full night without the numbness or the burning in the legs, you know, but long term, I know that's not the answer. What can I do?
All right, there's a couple things you can do. Now, the burning in the legs, let's go there first so we can knock that out. You want to use pyridoxine. Pyridoxine is B6. Now, B6 comes in a couple of different versions, and you want to go with pyridoxine. It is textbook for the burning in the legs and potential neuropathies in any capacity. High levels, you can do like 2,000 milligrams twice a day, and whatever your body doesn't use, the B vitamins are water soluble, so you'll just urinate it right out. So those are a couple things that'll be real helpful. Now, when you're looking at the pain itself, I would focus on serotonin. The Xanax focuses on GABA. It's a neurotransmitter. It's my thought to you that, you know, the depression and things you're talking about, the lack of sleep, the gabapentin, even though it's keeping you asleep, it's not really affecting the right brain chemical. Okay, serotonin is what you really want to affect and what you want to balance. That's the one that's low with you right now. So the foods that will help, mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey, those are the foods that are going to help tremendously build up your serotonin levels naturally. Because, again, it's not about putting a Band-Aid on it. You don't want something temporary. You want something that is lasting. So the mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey, eat those on a regular basis. And then supplements that are really, really good. Now, with what you're taking right now, these should not interfere. But you can do 5-hydroxytryptophan before bedtime, about 100 milligrams 30 minutes before bed. And then also B12-methylcobalamin. There's different versions of B12. You always want to go with methylcobalamin. It's the best one for what you're dealing with. And then, of course, St. John's wort. Now, St. John's wort, you got to be careful with it. You want to do a very low amount, the minimum that's on the label, and you want to do it at bedtime. And that's going to start building up as serotonin levels, which is going to start getting you set. Your brain chemistry is going to feel more stable, and you should start sleeping better. So when you start sleeping better, and you notice a major difference with that, you'll know your serotonin levels are coming back up. Now, if you had to do a slight antidepressant, such as that works on serotonin, such as Zoloft or some of those, then, I mean, even Prozac. But some of those medications, it's not the end of the world if you have to do a little bit for a short period of time. I'm a big fan. If you got to do it, you got to get in, you got to get out. But while you're in, you got to start building other areas around your body so you can get to the root cause and get it working the way it used to. So even though you're going through a bunch of life stressors right now, still, it's a place where you really can come out and be stronger on the other side. So that's what you would do. I would do everything you can to eliminate every ounce of inflammation in your body, because it's going to flare up any type of pain when you have inflammation. So get maybe a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and follow the anti-inflammatory diet that's in there. It'll be a great way for you to cut down on inflammation, increase your body's ability to recover, and you may be able to cut down your pain meds. White willow bark is really good. It's a good alternative to a lot of the pain medications. You can start using that along with the others for certain, and then potentially talk with your doctor through this process and maybe start to wean down and see if some of these principles have helped, and so you're not so addicted. And of course, when you come off, or you start to come off it rather, it can be kind of painful and difficult. So just make sure you have people to walk with you through this whole process. But the gabapentin and that sort of thing that you're taking for sleep, that should be able to be eliminated. Once you get serotonin levels where it needs to be, your sleep patterns should not be difficult at all. Matter of fact, a lot of times when people are having sleep issues, the first thing that is prescribed are antidepressants. So they go hand in hand. When the brain chemistry gets off, then everything gets off. It just doesn't work as well as it needs to. The Xanax, let me just give you a little word of wisdom on that. You got the 0.5 milligram, break it in half and go to the 0.025 milligram. And only do it sparingly. Don't do it every day. You just can't. You just don't. Do your best not to do it every day, because they are addictive. It's like we were talking about. And you need to be in a place where you're not controlled by a drug. And you control it, but it doesn't control you. And man, that's just a key with your health. And that is all the way around, especially when you're dealing with panic attacks, you're dealing with back pain like you are, and you're feeling like pain meds is what you're gonna be on the rest of your life. It's not. You're not stuck there. And don't believe that you are. There's so many ways to get out, and we'll do whatever we can to support you, work with your doctors, all that kind of stuff here on the show. I know you don't have health insurance, but these are things you can do. Go to your health food store, you can get some of the supplements, you can go to the supermarket, buy these foods, and start eating them and applying them to your life. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding...
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.